up in the morning, but your butt don't seem to move. You try shower, you try coffee, but you can't get in the groove. You need something, something bumping that'll get your body bumping with the flow. Honey, I got your solution, and I think that you should know. Pumping up can be as simple as turning on your radio. We need a little something, something that'll get you good to go.
Simple. We're back in the studio.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Is your Shirley right back in the studio, baby? Birmingham 31 and 1 and 2. I'll be there.
Previously on the Time Joyner Morning Show, we won a road all week long last week. We ended in Detroit, man. And man, what a nice time in Detroit.
Ooh. Thank you, Flintstones.
The Flintstones, the people in the GR, the people in Chicago.
Oh, man.
And now, back in the studios. All right, Sybil.
Good morning, gentlemen.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody, baby?
All right. Where do we start?
I don't know. Just pick a place, man. Wow, you just shut your eyes and pick one, man. Cause whoa.
More details about Bill Cosby.
Whoa, that's the one he picked. I can't believe you picked that one.
you take more details with Bill Cosby for 100?
Oh my God. Simon Cosby. That wasn't for you.
Okay.
Oh man.
Sib, so more of the closed testimony from his civil suit from a year ago has come out now.
Not from a year ago. This is from the
2006.
From the deposition, and the New York Times got the full deposition, and they posted it late Saturday, early Sunday. About this deposition from the lawsuit by the woman who accused him of drugging and molesting her in Philadelphia. So we know about the Quaaludes and all of this, but this is takes it a little bit further in the days of questioning during which he describes seducing the young model, showing interest in her father's cancer, and promising other women mentorship advice before pushing them for sex.
He goes to you don't have a father, Ralph.
How's your daddy? Yeah, you know, yeah. Thinking about
you.
Got
how's your daddy to who's your daddy?
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's just Mr. Cosby.
He mentors.
Yeah, he you know, young women who were coming to him for career advice and what have you. And so he would use that as a way of establishing a relationship and then going in for the kill as far as
going in for the kill, Sib.
Sybil, let me ask you a question. You think his wife knew any of this? I mean, all these lawsuits, she had no idea.
Well, I don't think that
this was going on.
I don't think that she had no idea. But it's hard to say what the situation is. I mean, everybody's marriage, you know, has different things and different areas where, you know, there is a
you're married to somebody that long.
A way of looking away from it.
Yeah.
And acknowledging that, you know, there are women, but not knowing to the extent we don't know, you know, to what extent she knew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives all of it.
If you got daddy issues and you want a career in entertainment, that would be his MO.
I don't know about the daddy issues, but certainly it was probably something that he preyed upon in some of the women.
I remember that article that came out 10 years ago, in People magazine, and that's what it said, that he would prey on women who were trying to get into the entertainment business but had daddy issues. Their daddy wasn't around, their daddy was sick or whatever. Daddy issues, and that was his move.
And it makes sense. I mean, certainly.
Yeah.
There are a lot of us that have,
yeah,
even with daddies, may have had daddy issues. And it just indicates that he was able to prey upon that.
Okay. Now let's go to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump says he's questioning John McCain's war record?
Well, not his record. He says he's not a hero. He says to be captured does not make you a hero. There are a lot of people who are not captured, and those are the people who are heroes to him.
So are veterans mad at him now?
Yeah, everybody's mad at him.
But can I say something, Sybil? There are some veterans who went to war and had several terms over in Nam who don't think the guys that got captured are heroes.
Well, that's what Donald Trump is saying.
Yeah. They don't think that they're heroes because they got captured.
I mean, it's really interesting that we've gone all this time and everybody is kind of, you know, as far as the Republicans are concerned, they've been vacillating on, you know, how do we approach this whole thing when we were talking about immigration. But now they're talking about what an embarrassment he is to the party. And I remember back in the early 2000s, like 2002, there was a man whose name was Max McClellan, I believe, was running for the United States Senate in Georgia. And he was running against Saxby Chambliss. And Max McClellan had three limbs. He lost three limbs in the war.
Uh-huh.
And they were questioning his hero status. This was the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Right. This is the Republican Party, and Saxby Chambliss was going against him. And this, they ripped him a new one, that he was not an American hero. So now that Donald Trump is going against one of their own, it's the worst thing they possibly could do. But this was awful. This was a man who was in a wheelchair, and he lost. I believe his right arm and his two legs.
In the war. And they said he wasn't a hero.
And he was not. They questioned. And so now we have this situation.
Why would any veteran vote for?
And this was awful. And the people of Georgia still voted and made him the senator.
They did.
Yes.
Wow.
So now we're here 13 years later. And this is a case where Donald Trump and the Republican Party is in an uproar.
Sometimes we move past the whole
immigration thing.
Sometimes I look at this Donald Trump thing and I say to myself, maybe he's a plant from the Hillary camp or the Democrats. Maybe they paid him to
Hillary couldn't get Donald Trump to do anything.
You know what? There have been a lot of strange things that come out of the Clinton camp, Tom, but this is... This would be the strangest thing ever. This would be just, but now, you know, we won't apologize.
He won't stop. No.
You know, they're getting people to talk to him, and he was on ABC This Week yesterday with Martha Raddatz. He was on the phone.
He won't back down.
He will
like the
not
song.
Back down. Nope. And the Republican Party, this is just the worst thing to talk
about.
He's
a comedian in the club player that everybody's afraid to go to the restroom because he'll turn on every damn Nobody moves, man. He's like the Paul Mooney of the Republicans, man.
He's not getting off stage until everybody is mad.
Everybody is going to catch
it. They giving him the light, man. They turn the house lights on.
And he doesn't give a damn. He does not care at all.
That's Paul Mooney.
You've seen Paul Mooney work before. He won't get off stage until everybody is upset with him.
Well, he's doing it.
Oh, my brother, I love Donald Trump.
I bet he does. I bet.
I would really love to hear what Paul has to say.
Oh, the white people are just running now because he won't stop. He won't continue.
Let's get him. Let's get Paul Mooney on the phone.
We got to get him. I don't know, man. He might turn on us.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time.